The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Shalom Uzzacha. Today is Shilos of the Tammuz, so we'll speak something on Bitochen related to Shilos of the Tammuz. As we know, this is the beginning of the 3 weeks in which we're reminding ourselves of the Churban Beis Hamikdash. And the main thing of the fast day is to b'chozer b'tshuva, to realize and remind ourselves of the various accords of Churban and see what we can do to stop the and to rectify those Averis. So, the Averis, of course, the Chum Beis HaMikdash was Sinas Chinam, hatred between one Jew and another Jew. The term Chinam doesn't mean for no reason at all. Because the person hates somebody for no reason at all, he's done something wrong with him, he's not normal. Chinam means that the person thinks he has a good reason, but the reason, but as far as the Torah is concerned, it's not that, as far as the true outlook in life is, that reason is, does not justify the sinner. Chinam means chinam, respect the result. The behavior of sinner not justified by this reason. And basically, all the things that people fight with each other about are all chinam. Whether because the person doesn't give enough COVID, a person has a monetary issue with him, a person doesn't listen to him, all these things are chinam. There's a monetary issue, so it has to be resolved. I'll go to Bezdin and over there, or to a rav, and resolve it. But to hate someone because of that is not a reason to hate somebody else. And the Vilna Gaon says that the cause of sinas chinam is lack of bitachon. So this is really directly related to what we're talking about, bitachon Hashem. Because when a person has bitachon in Hashem, he realizes that everything that happens in his life doesn't happen stam, doesn't happen by a person. It does happen by a person, but it was set up by Kodesh Baruch Hu.
Kol HaLashon.
And more than that, he realizes that Hashem takes care of him. He's in good hands. He has what he needs. The reason why people get into arguments and fights and things with people is because they think the other person is taking away something from them. And they're going to be unfortunate. They could go through life with that which they need. And it's not true. If a person has bitachon Hashem, he always knows that Hashem is giving him what he needs. Even though somebody, maybe even somebody steals something from him. That person's doing a terrible affair, is stealing from him. But it's not a reason for me to feel that person caused me to be in a state that I don't have what I need. Because that Hashem's always going to make sure that we do have what we need. So once again, if I'm entitled to the money and have a way of getting it out of him, so I go to bed, and if not, then it's his problem. It's not my problem. But to make a situation that two Jews that are supposed to feel close to one another feel at anger, estranged from one another, that is the opposite of the way Jews are supposed to feel to one another. So this is the point. Whenever something happens in life, we have to realize that very often the feeling of anger and hate comes from the fact that I feel that because of him, I don't have this and that what I need. And it's not true. Hashem will always make sure you have what you need. And the fact that he did it, that's the problem, that he has to be crazy with children. Like I said, if we have a race about rectifying, we do that. But if not, either of them, we have to realize that we still have to be together and care for one another. I have a feeling of sinner. And if we have the true picture of Bitochen clear, It's more than that. It's that Hashem is always with me, but it's not always with me only. He's always with Klal Yisrael, and we're one unit. And the more we feel that we're His one nation, He is our one God, and we're all together, then that would always cause us to have the ability to stay together under all circumstances. May we not only not have sin to other Jews, but also not be unbelieving towards what happens to other Jews, to feel the other Jews, to feel the simchus on another person, and if there's a tzara, to feel the tzara also, and do what we can to help in that also. May we be able to give a talk in this opinion and feel how much we are in the hands of Hashem, and we don't have to use anything in life to cause a breach between us and our brothers, and always the mechazik, that feeling of we're the special one nation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and yet Hashem, Hashem, the Megalus Malchus Aleinu, Binyan Beit HaMikdash Behavi, man.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.